This program is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. Now, Health Watch, featuring Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor and founder of Innovative Medical Associates, with valuable information that could help you improve your quality of life. Now, Health Watch.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Health Watch. Every Sunday, we're here, the live version from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with the one and only Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. We talk about the who, what, when, where, why, and how of Innovative Medical Associates here on this program, how it can potentially help you and anyone you know improve your overall quality of life. That is what we call our mission statement here on the program. And as always, our phone lines are open. If you have a medical challenge that you want to run by Dr. Molly, or you just have a simple question, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210, as we welcome in and say good morning to
Hi.
Dr. Molly.
How are we doing, John, today?
Good.
You sound good,
good
today.
Yeah.
Robust today. You're
we're,
back.
We're,
You're
we're,
coming
we're back.
Back
in the pink, thanks
Amen.
To you and
God
your
bless.
Docs.
God bless.
You know, before we get into what you do, the other day I was there Tuesday at your clinic, and it was like standing room only.
I know.
and there's so many people, and they're coming to you. And I guess the question is, there's a variety of things that they're coming to you for.
Right.
So,
right.
But like, what's the number one thing or the number two thing?
Well, you know, as I said before, you know, of course, cancer supportive care is very high on the list. And it's interesting because, you know, look, people really need to get through. If they're going to do conventional, they got to get through those treatments. And generally, that's the thing that knocks them down even before the cancer knocks them down.
Yes.
The old adage is, you know, the disease didn't get you, but the treatment did, you know. So, yeah, I see a lot of that. But I also see a lot of autoimmune types of disorders. And I have to tell you, interestingly enough, this past week from the out-of-town people, you know, I've really seen systemic infections, the kind that, you know, we take for granted here in this region about the health care that we get. I mean, conventionally, which is excellent, and certainly we have the best trauma around in the world. We have the best in this area. And I say the area, I mean New York, New Jersey, you know, we really are together. But honestly, I would say that it's just a myriad of stuff, John, and people really understand the value in medical hydration.
And, you know, you were telling me that a couple of patients, you told them, you don't have to come too much anymore. And they said, no, I want to keep coming.
Yeah, I know. That's the other thing.
They
yeah,
want
that
to
was
keep
a
coming.
Funny, yeah, that was a funny conversation. I had a couple. They said, listen, we can go down to once a month now. Or maybe once every other month. And they said, oh, no, I'm coming every week because I feel too good. Now, actually, that makes me happy that they're like this and I want to continue to treat. But, you know, the bottom line is I just think that I always say to somebody, listen, I'm not about to spend your money, right? You hear me say that. But in this case, they understand that the value of money really is tied to the value of their health. And that's something I'd love to get across to all of our listeners. Our health is our most valuable commodity. And there it is in a nutshell. Because when we're not feeling well, we just can't work at peak performance.
As I found out a couple of weeks ago.
Exactly. And so we had to make some changes,
yes.
Both conventionally as well as what we do, which is working together with the conventional people. Although I would say the other thing is I'm seeing more and more people who are coming in who are completely dissatisfied with just the conventional systems. They feel they get the runaround, and in the end, they're no better than when they started.
And I could attest to that because I couldn't get an appointment with a cardiologist.
This is all ridiculous. It's like ludicrous. And the thing is, you got to jump through hoops today. And we do too. Believe it or not, we're jumping through hoops too. You know, I have a patient that needs a minor surgical procedure, and we got him in a week. But it's unbelievable what you have to go through.
Yes.
And even then, they said, you think you'll have a cancellation? Well, it's not that simple anymore, Dr. Molly. If there's a cancellation, we have to go through the home office. I said, yeah, okay, never mind, no worries. But we are squeezing your guys in. I said, thanks.
Okay. 855-839-1210, our number here in the studio. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, and we're going to talk about what it is exactly that you do, Dr. Molly.
Well, you know, what we do is not complex at all. We're a group of like-minded healthcare providers who actually work out of my medical clinic in Marlton, New Jersey. But we're like-minded in a way that we can do anything any other primary care place can do or a physician can do. If you remember your old corner doc, you used to go there, at least in South Philly, where we came from, Philly, you used to go to your doc on the corner, right?
That's
and there
right.
could be a doc on every corner, all four corners,
there,
right?
There was three doctors.
That's right. That's
yeah.
right. Three doctors, no waiting. But but the point was, you know, you could go there and you would leave with a little white envelope with whatever medication he put you on, and he'd see you again in a week, or maybe he'd give you a B12 shot and say, go home. Bottom line is, yeah, we can do all that. But actually, what we really want to do is we want to evaluate the patient's challenge and see if there's a way that we can handle this by using medical hydration to deliver natural substances as well as, pharmaceuticals, but using the least amount of pharmaceutical, so you're not going to leave our place with a little white envelope, the least amount of pharmaceutical necessary to correct your challenge and get you on the road to recovery.
The balance of the pharmaceuticals and the nutraceuticals.
Right.
How do you negotiate
that? It's very difficult because you still have to see results. So, again, you don't just take a patient, and we tell them all the time, please don't just stop your medication. I have a very good friend of mine, Lucille. She just stopped her cardiac medication. Well, I freaked out, right? And I said, don't think that's a good idea. And if you think I freaked out, you should have seen Dr. Pat. So it was like, no. You do these things in sequence. You don't necessarily just stop your medication. So there is a fine balance. The idea, though, we know that God's ingredients works. I still believe this with all my heart, that the Garden of Eden was a medicinal garden. Now, that's my belief, folks. Don't beat me up. I don't have proof of that. But I think I have proof in how many wonderful healing properties many of our God's ingredients have, frankincense, etc. But it's an interesting thing in that you have to reach a therapeutic level. And we found the quickest way to reach that level is through IV hydration.
And why is that?
Because it's a direct hit. It's a direct hit. It bypasses the digestive tract, which means we don't have to worry about the microbiome that everybody's talking about now, like it's a brand new thing. It's a brand new thing that we didn't know that we have bacteria, good bacteria, in our gut. It's brand new, allegedly, with lots of my colleagues who are pushing all these microbiome products and everything. Listen, you need a good mix of good bacteria in your gut in order to remain healthy. And again, bypassing the gut is a wonderful thing because we can get a direct hit, get the blood where we need it to be, go to the organs that we need, organs and tissues that we need to effectuate the change in.
Can you name, I'm going to put you on the spot, can you name the top three nutraceuticals that you use?
Well, everybody knows vitamin C. Extracts are important.
I knew that would be one.
Extracts are important. That's a very important thing because vitamin C has a wonderful ability to be pro-oxidant and antioxidant. And if you use it properly, it can help a patient through their cancer supportive care and also help a patient with their cancer. Not cure, but definitely help a patient in various stages of their cancer journey. So vitamin C is one of them. I believe in the homeopathics. Like, you can't, I mean, I use a line of homeopathics that are wonderful from Italy. And someone said, why do you use the Italian homeopathics? I said, well, they've been around a long time. And interestingly enough, if you get natural substances from plants, etc., the homeopathics, it's interesting because the European models generally have farms where they grow this in a much more natural way than we do here. So, you know, it sort of made sense to me that those products might work better. I think there are many of those that I use. Lots of those are anti-inflammatory in nature. I love to use extracts like curcumin, but there are so many, John. I don't know. Of course, B vitamins are very important, but various forms of B. So there's not one particular form of any of the things that I just spoke about. There are various forms that are necessary for people with various genetic dispositions. So hopefully that answers you.
You've talked about a win. And many times you've said this is a win when you've improved the overall quality of life,
right?
Particularly with cancer patients.
Right, exactly.
And so can you talk about, like, there's many cases where you've had people that they said, oh, well, you've got 6 months to live, get your house in order.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
You know, 2 years,
well,
3 years,
all,
you've helped.
First of all, number one thing I just don't understand about progression of disease. Progression of disease is a funny thing, and we're going to talk about stages of certain things today. But progression of disease is very, very unique to the individual. You can say something. I had a wonderful guy, Pastor Matt. He was told that he only had a couple of months, really 2 months, 3 months at most to live. Hey, he was with me for over 18 months, and good quality of life until the end. He did do conventional, and the conventional guy was saying, well, you know, this is an anomaly, but it's working. We're trying a new thing, and it's working. And I'd always tell him, just tell him, Pastor, it's a good thing that they're going through. You know, no problem. It has nothing to do with us. But my belief was it had a lot to do with God's ingredients and God himself. And here's the thing. If you give the body what it needs, it can sustain. You know, ultimately he did succumb to a very bad blood dyscrasia, but I thought it was a win to just keep him for 18 more months than they said he had, right? And his family thought so too, and
yes,
they were good quality until the last week or so. So for me, that is a win. Another win is reducing pain. Reducing pain from, let's say, an autoimmune type of disorder like rheumatoid. And so you go from a pain level that may be a 10 on the pain scale to a 5, and people then can function. That's a win. It's not a cure. It's not saying the disease is done. No, but we're able to manage the pain. I have a patient who calls us all the time. Wonderful barber. You know who that is.
Yes.
He's a great guy. He said his pain level from, you know, and I won't tell you how old he is. Let's just say he's above 60. Okay. And the bottom line is he said that generally for several days a week after his drip, his pain level is under control and he's able to do more in 3 days or 4 days than he was before. That's a win for us.
Yes.
That's a win.
And you've had a lot of wins. We are coming up on our first break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch. And you'll find us here every Sunday, the live version, from 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. The number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. That's 855-839-1210. And I always tell you at this point of the program, call early so we can make sure we get your call in and can take some time to discuss your situation. 855-839-1210. Dr. Molly and I return with more of today's edition of Health Watch right after these words. Operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they always are when we're here on the program and beyond. 856-489-0505 is the number. That's Innovative Medical Associates, Marlton, New Jersey. 856-489-0505. When you call, it's a very, very easy process. All you have to do is book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and that's where you'll really get the right information as to whether this is for you or not, whether Dr. Molly can help you or not. That's the pretty simple answer to that question. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. That's the website. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday here, the live version, 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. And we're going to talk about autoimmune disorders. And, you know, this is interesting, what you're going to talk about, where people begin to feel good, then they kind of hit a plateau. And now how do you deal with that afterwards? And talk about that.
Well, I'm going to talk about the stages of autoimmunity. And one of the things is we have to start at the beginning, all right? We can't just start, like, when they're in my chair and they plateau. Really, autoimmune disease doesn't follow a single path. It evolves over a series, right? The immunity shifts in people during our lifespan. And this includes all of us. The immunity shifts in our lifespan, okay? This is why we've seen the rise of autoimmune disease in older adults. For example, you see people who come in with arthritis and you say, well, it's just old age. Well, no, it really has to do with the inflammatory responses or the stages of the disease or where a patient is in a particular time of their life. But before autoimmune develops, right, you may have a genetic predisposed to this condition. You may be predisposed to it, but that doesn't mean you have to have it any more than if you're predisposed to cardiac disease. You don't have to have a heart attack just because your father had it. That's true for autoimmune as well. There's a genetic link, but it is not necessarily what has to happen. But we know that environmental issues can do this, stress can do it, viral infections. So there are many reasons why you get autoimmune. But inflammation is the devil and the consistent factor.
And it appears sometimes that it's under control, but then it's not under
control. Well, we're going to talk about that.
Okay. Frank is on the line. Frank, good morning. Welcome to Health Watch. You're on with Dr. Molly.
Hi, Frank. How are you, honey?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Dr. Molly. Dr. Molly, last week, excellent program. You had a former patient, his name Harvey. He quit drinking about 25 years ago or so.
Yes, yes. He's a wonderful guy. Yes.
I forgot. Dr. Molly, let me say something that I hope no one needs my advice, but I do hope they listen. Dr. Molly, yesterday, excuse me, I celebrate 6 years without drinking. 6 years.
God bless you. That's wonderful. You got your coin. God bless you. God bless you. Good.
But I tried many times. The first time I tried, no problem at all. I quit drinking, but I couldn't stay stopped. I was stuck in that thing. Never got 4 months, 3 months, 3 weeks, and that kind of thing, or just 2 weeks or 2 months. It varied. I finally got it. If you don't, I hope you don't need my help because drinking's fun. But for those people who can't stop, it's terrible.
Isn't that true?
And please listen, Dr. Molly. She helps people every week. And if you want to get healthy, you can't be boozing, okay? It doesn't work hand in hand. And when you quit drinking, 20, 30 years later, you may pay the price because it catches up to you.
That's right. That's exactly right. And as you know, I had a godson I spoke about it briefly last week, but also a drinker, and my sister, God rest her soul, also. And it's a shame because we're losing wonderful, talented people, but, you know, it's a disease, and it's a disease that we try to help in our clinic to, you know, help you straighten out the physicality of it, but you still have to get that, you know, out of your head, right? Which is why I love what you're saying, Frank. Thank you.
And yet, like I said, even when I've been drinking, I listen to you every weekend because I love your show. It motivated me. Even when I couldn't stop, you're always positive. You never put people down.
I try.
I'm crying.
I try. Don't cry. It's okay.
No crying on the radio.
Show.
Frank.
No crying in this show. Okay.
I saw it for so long. And Dr. Molly, she didn't say it to me directly, but just talking to people motivated me so much every week to keep hanging on.
God bless.
Thank you, Dr. Molly.
Thank you. Thanks, Frank.
Frank,
God bless you.
Congratulations.
God bless you and congratulations.
May you have 60 more years of sobriety.
Amen.
Thank
Amen.
You. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. 855-839-1210, our number here in the studio. It's Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We were talking about autoimmune.
Right. So one of the things I was talking about is the progression. So, you know, you just don't wake up one morning and say you have it. Although you can with certain things because of how it starts the inflammation process. However, it's very interesting. There's a preclinical autoimmunity. And by that I mean you don't really have the outward symptoms because generally I won't see you then. If you have no symptoms, you're not coming in to see us. But the progression is starting. And how do we know this? Well, we can really see that there's inflammation markers that tend to rise. One of the things in a situation like ours, you know, just because you know, we follow that on all of our patients, the inflammation markers, and they give us a sort of a hint as to what's going on in terms of the progression of the disease. So it's very important for people to say to their doctor, listen, I realize I'm coming to you for such and such, but maybe you ought to run some of my inflammation markers anyway. And it would be good to know and always have a baseline. So what I'm saying is the disease can cycle. The disease can cycle. So people come into my clinic, and we start them on a program of anti-inflammatories. We're looking at certain predisposition in that we want to look at what kind of genetic markers they have. And so I'm looking at all of this all the time. But then people start, and they start to feel so much better, John. And they say, wow, I'm really feeling good. I think I'm completely cured. And no. We have treatments that can modulate the autoimmune response, and they've been helpful in managing your symptoms. But it may not be quite enough. One of the things I find very interesting in most of my autoimmune patients is I say, listen, this has to be dealt with on a cellular level. And people say to me, well, that's what we're doing, right, Doc? Yes, that's what we're doing, but we need an additional tincture, and it's called time. The tincture of time is so necessary for autoimmune patients. And most of the time, they don't want to spend the time. They think, I'm okay. I'm just feeling not better, but not worse. That doesn't mean we're done.
You know, I'm listening to all of this, and I'm thinking, in many cases, people may not know that they have autoimmune.
Initially,
yes.
And then they have a flare.
Then what stage are they in?
Right.
And then what stage are they in the recovery process? So it seems like it's difficult all the way around.
It's very difficult, and it's very difficult for me as the scientist to look at this because autoimmune presents itself on a molecular level and on a clinical level. In other words, my doctors and I are all concerned on the clinical level. Has your pain level improved? Are you sleeping better? Are you eating better? Were you able to walk when you couldn't walk? These kinds of issues. Yes, people say yes or no to those. But the molecular level is the real level. And you've heard me speak about this before. I use a philosophy called physiological re-regulating medicine. And that is a philosophy that says, we need to reach the molecular level to really control the syndrome or the disease process. And that means to keep inflammation down as low as it can be and also improve the molecular structure of people's cellular matrix, which is the entire physiological blood flow that goes to the particular organs. We have to look at all of this in order to really look at what we are doing. And this varies from condition to condition. For example, you you can treat a post-Lyme syndrome patient one way, and I might have to tweak that to do a post-COVID patient, right? And so, again, that's going to depend on the patient's blood work, what I'm looking at. And I have specific panels for specific conditions. It's very interesting.
Yes, and we're going to pick that up, that discussion up after the break. We are at the halfway point of the show.
Wow.
Time flies, as I always say, when you're having fun. Health Watch is the program every Sunday, our live version, 8 till 9, here at Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. I'm your host, John DeMasi, with Dr. Molly Fantasia, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. Questions for Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge you want to run by her, this is the time to call in, because we have plenty of time to talk to you. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. 855-839-1210. And Dr. Molly and I are returning with more of today's edition of Health Watch after these words. Operators standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and the number 856-489-0505. 856-489-0505. This is a very simple process. If you want to find out whether this is for you, Dr. Molly's protocols are for you or not, really simple. You just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly. It is complimentary, and you will learn a lot, and really she'll give you the full explanation as to what she can do for you, potentially. 856-489-0505 is the number, 856-489-0505. You can call right now, or you can call after 9 o'clock, because operators will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock this morning. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. Our show is Health Watch every Sunday, our live version here from 8 till 9 on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. If you have a question for Dr. Molly or a medical challenge you want to run by her, 855-839-1210 is the number here in the studio. And we were talking about autoimmune disorders, and going to pick up that discussion.
Sure. This physiological re-regulating medicine method that we subscribe to in our clinic is a very interesting therapeutic approach, particularly for these autoimmune disorders, because we're looking at actually restoring the physiology through the communication of the molecular on the molecular level. So let me give you a quick example. When I saw our wonderful patient, Anna, who came in, who has POTS, right? That's an autoimmune disorder that affects many levels for her. One of the things that I found very interesting was that they addressed her clinical symptoms, but no one addressed really a full picture of those, which included her hormonal levels. She has something in addition to this that is really interesting, in that she has a specific type of condition that GYN would look at normally, but we looked at it. When I saw her, I spoke to Dr. Pat, and we then realized we had to incorporate some hormonal issues in this and look at those hormonal issues as something that's impeding her ability to really get to the end of the POTS situation. In other words, it's impeding our ability to just treat the POTS if we let go of the other portion. So she may need a hormonal response. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So we had to add something to her particular protocol. So again, it really is going to depend on what we're doing. My young man who came in, he came in with a sort of mold issue. I consider that sick building type syndrome. So we had to add a particular hormonal issue for him that was delivered by spray that worked on the intestinal hormones, which was very interesting. People said, oh, that's crazy. My point is, maybe it's crazy, but it seems to help these particular patients. And taking this a step further, we have to bring the body back to homeostasis, and that includes doing the looking at hormonal levels as well as just the inflammation markers. So what I'm saying is that one thing about autoimmune, it is a very difficult syndrome to look at and say one size fits all. No, maybe use vitamin C in all of their IVs, different forms though. What we need to do is look, what is the therapeutic unit, meaning the entire protocol, that's going to work for a particular patient? What we know is we need to work on five different levels. We need to detoxify the patient in terms of their extracellular matrix. That actually helps improve the oxygenation and allows the nutrients that we give through hydration to get where they have to go and help improve cellular function, molecular level, right? Molecular level. We need to look at the elimination of these things. Like, for example, the young man, we needed to eliminate these mold toxins that were left. It wasn't the mold, it was the toxins that were left. So we need to detoxify. And for our young lady, too, just differently. And for my patient, Carol, for example, who has an inflammatory response. And I think it's based on viral issues. So you see, it's very difficult. Each patient comes to us with a different underlying, let's say, challenge that caused the larger challenge. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So how do you attack? What do you attack first?
Here it is. There's the rub. So we start with the detoxification first. Then we have to look at the endocrine balance and look at the access between modulating the neuroendocrine, meaning the brain and the gut and everything else that's going on. And that maybe is derived from some herbals that we use. Certainly, minerals in their IV are very important during that particular challenge. And again, the minerals that we use are going to really be based on what we look in terms of the therapeutic lab work that I have done in the past and while they're going through their treatment. So this is not an easy thing that Dr. Kasich and I do. Then we look at cellular metabolic support, because we need to what? We need to energize the cells again. We need to energize your cells again. Then we have to look again at nutritional support. We may be at the level where the nutritional support has to change in order to really improve the cellular function. So now we're up to stage four, but we're not done yet. Because at that point, we have to balance the amino acids and vitamins necessary for cellular nutrition. And that changes. It's always in movement, right? Always in movement while we're going through our treatment protocol. And that's where I think people get stuck. Tincture of time comes in there, right there. So now we've improved some of your symptomatology and you say you're stagnant. You're not stagnant. You're just in a holding pattern till we do what else we need, which is then we have to look at the molecular level and we have to synergetically put together the certain types of substances that will then get the communication back to your cells and hopefully bring you back to homeostasis.
And certain people would have a problem with that because they're thinking, oh, well, I was cured, but now I'm not.
That's right. Well, first of all, when you have an autoimmune disease, that's with you, and what will happen is the ebb and tide of the condition. However, I'm sure that even when I talked, one of the reasons why this happened is because one of my really good patients, who I'm very fond of, Carol, brought to my attention because I asked her on Tuesday, how you doing? And she said, static. Right there. So she's right there where I have to up the communication between her cells and on a molecular level. And there, my dear, is the difference. So when people say, I want to go to a functional doctor, well, you know what? We're a functional medicine clinic, but actually we are a molecular clinic as well. We are looking at your functionality on the most minute level, but very important for your body's overall health.
which most other doctors don't?
I would say not, because this is a scientific. When you look, go on the internet, folks. There's a million PubMed data about, lots of data about autoimmunity and the stages, but generally all of it's written by PhD level scientists, because we are the ones that really look on the molecular level what's going on in everybody's physiology and how do we bring each individual's physiology back to homeostasis, because your physiology and mine, not just gender differences, but what's going on in our bodies and what were the triggers that started with us a long time ago. If you have diabetes, that's different than Dr. Molly, who had a serious condition, right, of some other kind. So you need to look at everything that brought people to you in the beginning. You know, people complain about how lengthy my chart is when you come in, and I don't let you take it home for a reason, because I want you to really sit in my office and tell me, why are you coming to me? And then I do the archaeology in that and say, what's really the underlying molecular issues here? And I work with Dr. Pat to look at the clinical issues and say, hey, Pat, what do you think about us doing this, this, and this? Molly, I think A and B is good, but let's hold off on C. And that is how we do each and every patient.
We are coming up on our final break of the morning. Our show is called Health Watch, and you'll find us here every Sunday, 8 till 9, our live version here on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio. We still have time to take a couple of your calls. If you want to get in here with a question for Dr. Molly, or you have a medical challenge that you want to run by her, feel free to call in, 855-839-1210. The show is Health Watch every Sunday, 8 till 9 here, Talk Radio 1210, WPHT. Dr. Molly Fantasia is here, the PhD doctor, the executive director, and the founder of Innovative Medical Associates, located in Marlton, New Jersey. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Dr. Molly and I will return with more of today's Health Watch after these words. We are, but operators are standing by right now at Innovative Medical Associates, and they will be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. In fact, they'll be there all day. They take a few breaks, but for the most part, they're there all day. 856-489-0505 is the number, 856-489-0505. And when you call, it's real simple. Just book the initial consultation with Dr. Molly, and you will really find out a lot about what potentially Dr. Molly and her staff can do for you and how potentially she can help you. It's a very simple process. 856-489-0505 is the number. The website, innovativemedicalassociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, we have our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 right here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. We have a couple of minutes left of the show. If you want to get in here with a question or a thought for Dr. Molly, 855-839-1210 is our number here in the studio, 855-839-1210. We're going to talk about some patients, and we have a patient who you were referring to earlier, Donna, stopped her medication.
Yeah, well, she stopped her medication, and that was a bad thing to do because she had shortness of breath, very similar to you. And so I started reviewing the chart, and I saw a couple of things that really bothered me. She had a low iron, and, of course, there is a relationship between the blood cells and getting enough oxygen to the lungs, you know, because remember, your oxygen is carried on the back of your red blood cells. So she definitely had an anemia, and I thought that was something. But I thought, you know, there's a little more to this chart. And so I called up one of my consultants, and he said, you know, just so happened I'm free today. I'll come on over, he goes. And he sat with me, and he started looking at the chart with me and everything else. And then he said, tell Pat to eyeball her a little bit. He said, I want to know about her, if she has swelling anywhere. And indeed, she didn't. And we sat down, and guess what? We realized that this is directly related to her iron deficiency. Now, the question is, why is she having it? Does she have bleeding? Does she have some kind of anemia? She definitely doesn't have what we commonly call to an iron deficiency anemia. So that's the next step, and we will work with her and her GI doc if she wants to, or we'll get her a new GI doc and a new cardiologist as well. Anyway, I just want to show the kind of thing we do there.
You know, another case, and you were telling me before the show, a couple of folks moved from,
moved from somewhere. South Philly, actually.
And then went to the suburbs.
Right. And they, the wife and the son started to have skin disorders. And they started thinking about it. Then they thought they just didn't feel, they started to feel like lethargy and that type of thing. And I started to think to myself, okay, so you left South Philly because you want to have, you wanted to breathe in the fresh air. And it just turns out that John knew this as well as I and lots of us who know South Jersey. They actually moved into a development that was built on landfills. So, I mean, do you not think they might have an environmental issue?
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be some extensive blood work, and I'm going to be looking at it. And even if it isn't abnormal, let's say they have an exposure, even if it's not abnormal, it's enough to cause an allergic reaction for them.
Jeez.
Autoimmune.
Who would have thought that, you know?
Well, I think about a lot of things because I, you know, I'm sort of like the nutty professor.
Okay. Yeah. We want to talk about another patient. This is your nurse's brother, Donna.
Yeah, Donna.
This
right.
is an interesting case.
Yeah, he's actually 3 or 4 hours away, and Donna arranged it for him to come in for a series of IVs. And one of the things that was interesting is I encouraged him to get the test for the Alzheimer's and the dementia proteins, and indeed he did. And knowing that there was not really an issue, but the wife brought it up to Donna and said, you know, he's getting very forgetful. And she said, oh, what kind of forgetful? And actually, I was there. I said, ah, forgetting your keys, I do it all the time. But no, she said, it's a little more than that. So bottom line is he tested positive for these proteins, and he's in a he's actually in a series of our neurodegenerative hydration protocols that include, by the way, that include the molecular items that really work on the neurodegenerative, including neuropeptides and those kinds of things. So it's a very extensive protocol for that. And there is hope if you get in early enough.
Amen to that. A couple of other patients, and this is serious, I mean, to me, because I remember my uncle died from this, from a wound.
Two out of town patients, right? This goes to show me sometimes how healthcare is a little sloppy in certain areas. Okay, these folks had problems. Okay, they aren't diabetic. They have wounds on their legs. Now, if you remember weeks ago, I told you we treated a pilot like that, and he called in Bob. He became he's a very good friend of the clinic at this point. But they had like a cellulitis that just refuses to quit. Now, wouldn't we be remiss? Wouldn't Dr. Pat be a bad doctor if we didn't do IV antibiotic as well as then giving them the nutrition that they need to get through that? Because that's rough. 3 to 4 weeks of antibiotics daily is really tough. IV, very tough. And also bumping that with more in terms of medication. These two people have had a profound change in 3 weeks on those wounds, but they're still there and we still have to work with them. I'm looking for another week of antibiotic treatment as well as the hydration treatment, which may include some peptides for wound care, healing, that type of thing. And I got to give it to my registered nurses because they have been taking care of cleaning those wounds, which has really helped. So they've gone down in size considerably.
Wounds are serious.
Very serious. People walk around with them like it's nothing, and it's more serious if you are diabetic, but it's equally as serious today because there's so many bugs out there. By bugs, I mean bacteria and viruses and stuff. Who the heck knows, right? We don't do this. I'll tell you one thing. We are very fussy in our clinical setting, as you know, John.
Yes.
And that is reminiscent of every registered nurse I've had in the place, and, of course, Donna as well, our nurse practitioner.
And one more case, Carol?
Oh, well, Carol was the one who gave me the impetus to really think about autoimmune today, because she's at a plateau in her treatment protocol. And you know what, John? I believe right now the best thing I can do for Carol is, again, looking at neuropeptides and also giving her the tincture of thyme that we need to get to the other side of her autoimmune condition, which, by the way, I believe started with viral, like CMV or EVB, Epstein-Barr or mono.
How long do you think?
I would say
Carol?
Probably another 8 weeks or so. Yeah.
And she'll be?
I think she'll be relatively, I won't say cured, but in remission. And then it's a question of keeping her own immune system tuned up. And therein lies the rub, John, because how do you do that? I have some things in my bag.
Okay, and we'll pick that up next week.
Okay.
With that, we're going to put the wraps on another edition of Health Watch. Don't forget, operators are standing by right now, and they'll be there well after we leave you at 9 o'clock. 856-489-0505 is the number. 856-489-0505. And the website, InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com. InnovativeMedicalAssociates.com is the website. And don't forget, if you miss any of today's show or you just want to hear it again, our Health Watch replay this afternoon from 4 until 5 here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. For Dr. Molly Fantasia and everyone at Innovative Medical Associates, the lovely Linda and our nursing staff, Lana, Donna, Jess, and Mary Ann, and then there's Joanne, Delightful D, Fabulous Fran, and our medical assistant, Sandra. I'm your host, John DeMasi. Thanks for listening. Have yourself a great week, a safe one, and a healthy one. We'll talk to you next Sunday here, Health Watch, on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. You take care.
Is paid for by Innovative Medical Associates. All opinions or statements expressed on the program are solely those of Innovative Medical Associates or their guests and do not reflect the opinions of WPHT or Odyssey.